cliffcentral.com. Welcome to the YLP on Cliff Central, brought to you by Student Brands and the Leadership Platform. With me, I have Shamila and Maxi. Did I get that right?
You can come
closer to the mic there. Awesome. And today we're talking female, pretty much a subject around female menstruation. And I have two incredible women who have started an initiative to pretty much educate young female listeners out there about menstruation. And as well, they've got projects running to help them in terms of pretty much anything that they may need in association with our topic today. And I'll have them introduce themselves a little better and what they do in this organization. How about we start with Shamila?
Thank you, Bongani. Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks, YLP, for having us on the show. It's awesome. And it's a great opportunity and honor to be here. I'm briefly going to touch on a bit about myself. I own a marketing consulting company called FamRem Solutions, and I have a few basket of offerings. So it's the classical management, marketing management, it's events, public relations. I'm a published author, so I write a lot. I've got social media management, and my pet projects are the CSI initiatives. Mm-hmm. I'm really passionate about helping the disadvantaged, being out in communities. I have firsthand experience with actually working out there and being with girls and women and men like yourself. But yes, so I have an amazing initiative that's running now with Custer Semenya. Mm-hmm. We have the Christmas campaign. And with that in mind, you know, it's all about menstruation matters and helping girls in the rural development areas, you know, just enhancing socioeconomic development and making a difference. So I'm the owner of the Princess D Menstrual Cap. Having researched the product for about 2 years, mm-hmm. I found there was a need in rural areas, you know, for girls to have a sustainable solution and to attend school. Whereas now a lot of girls don't attend school during periods. And, you know, we found that there's a dire need. So we need to get out there and do something about it as a community. So Kasta and I have, you know, partnered and collaborated for this initiative, and we're doing very well. We're doing great work. We've got a major launch tomorrow, a handover mm-hmm. at Kasta's former high school in Polokwane. Wow. So we are really looking forward to that. We're actually going to cater for the grades 8 to 12, and we're doing a special handover tomorrow.
Great. And Maxi?
Hi, Bongani. I am the marketing consultant for Shamila in the Northwest Province. Mm-hmm. I've been with her since the beginning with this initiative. We've been working very, very hard, and we are looking forward to changing lives, as she said, doing the handover tomorrow with Custer, and it's a real privilege working with her and working with all these wonderful ladies.
And, you know, there's quite a number of incredible women that you could have collaborated with, not taking anything away from Custer, but why specifically Custer Semenya?
I'm going to give you a bit of history on that. I was nominated for 4 Businesswomen of the Year awards this year.
Wow.
And one of them was with Joan Mari Beng, Women, the Real Architects of Society. And I was nominated in the special category, the Unsung Heroine. And Custer was nominated for the Sports Award, and she had won. But at the time, she was running the Olympics, where she did South Africa proud.
Yes.
So Joan held a celebratory dinner after that, mm-hmm. and I got to meet Custer, and Custer sat at my table. And the rest is history. We just connected. We spoke about, you know, initiatives. Custer's very passionate when it comes to socioeconomic development. Mm-hmm. And there was just so much of synergy and energy in the room. And then we took it, you know, Custer mentioned her wife, Violet, that's doing a lot of rural development and initiatives, and she was collecting sanitary pads for girls. And I said to Custer, no, I have such an amazing product. You know, the Princess D Menstrual Cup lasts for 10 years. Wow. Here we have a sustainable product that we can give to the girls for 10 years, you know, whereas the the sanitary pads corporates and organizations will collect, and they have the massive drives. And, you know, big up to them. They're doing amazing work, but it's not sustainable. It's a short-term solution. And so I say to Violet and Custer, here's an amazing project. Let's do this. And how the Christmas campaign actually started, I had a sponsorship from a wonderful woman, Shani Pillay, and she donated cups to 10 girls. And she says, Shamila, you can give it to whoever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, here's an initiative that we can start, you know, for Christmas, because it's such an amazing gift that you can give to a girl. It's life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you give it to the girl, and we just don't give a box to a girl. We do the education training around it, because it's so important to give a product that is infection-free, it's economical, it's hygienic. You know, it's got no toxins, no bleaches, no chemicals, no dyes. It's not going to give you any infections. And so we go out and we educate the girls as to how to use it, how to insert the cup, how to take it out, how to sterilize it, because the sterilization is most important. You cannot just give them a gift and say, here's a box for you, now go and do whatever you want with it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to take them through the whole education process. And that's exactly what we're going to do tomorrow as well in Polokwane.
I want us to touch a bit on that as well, how they be able to use it, what does it look like, and pretty much accessibility of the Princess D menstrual cups. But join the conversation to our listeners on YLP Cliff Central on Twitter. And we have just been joined by the wonderful Chanel.
Hello, I'm sorry. I was a bit late today. My bad.
Well, welcome, Chanel. What we are talking about, Shamila was giving us a rundown on the Princess D menstrual cup that they have started with the famous Caster Semenya, and the event that will be happening tomorrow, where they will be handing over these, should I say, what? Okay, cups.
Life-changing gift.
Life-changing gifts. That's there it is. Life-changing gifts to the young ladies in Polokwane, and pretty much educating them on how to use them. And we're about to learn more about pretty much what's going to happen going forward.
I just want to say I caught a little bit of, you know, it's for 10 years, it's hygienic, it's, you know, it can last, it's a gift, and I want one.
Well, you're just going to be very good to me. It's an amazing product, I have to say that. You know, it's and those are the keywords that you actually mentioned. It's cost-effective, it's hygienic, and it's eco-friendly. You know, here we have a product that's going to last for 10 years, so it doesn't add to landfill, unlike the disposable sanitary pads. You know, the girls use it, they throw it away. They don't know where it's going to after that. It takes between 500 to 700 years to biograde. So
wow.
That is a lot of pollution and adding to the landfill.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this amazing, amazing product. Last year, I actually teamed up with Miss Earth South Africa, Carla Victor.
Oh, wow.
And we did an initiative at, you know, we had a call out for sponsorships as well. And Anglo-American came on board and they sponsored 200 girls.
Hmm.
And we went to Flawless Mareka High School in Attridgeville, where we gave the grades 11s and 12s.
Fabulous.
And the deputy principal loved the initiative, and
yes,
he actually sent me a letter and he said, how about the rest of the school, you know? And
yeah.
So here it is, you know, we're sitting with it, because remember, there's no blockages in toilets.
Mm.
So there's no waste, absolutely no waste.
Mm.
And to sterilize the cup, I mean, you know, a lot of people ask, how do we sterilize a cup? A lot of rural areas don't have water. But with the sterilizing unit that it comes with, you only need 300 mils of water per month to sterilize.
Wow.
So it's amazing. There's no, you know, washing. And it's discreet, because when girls insert in the morning, they have it in for up to 12 hours.
Mm.
That's how long it lasts for, depending on your flow.
Mm.
And then they go home. So the boys don't know when they're on their period.
I think what's important is that it's also something that's affordable. I don't know, you know, I'm a woman. I've been to the shops lately to buy sanitary pads, and the price of sanitary pads lately is ridiculous. It's almost 100 rand just to sort yourself out at that time of the month, whereas this takes out that cost factor. And the best part is that you're giving it to people who really need it.
Absolutely. You know, we did a costing and we actually found that if you spend 100 Rand per month on sanitary products, and if you look at that over a five-year period, because the menstrual cup, the minimum lifespan is 5 years and it could go up to 10 years. And it's a huge cost saving. And here we're saying Princess D is going to send you on a holiday. You know, take that money, save it.
Yes.
You have an eco-friendly, hygienic product, and it, you know, that's you're going to have a huge saving. And currently, you know, we are gone global. I have to add.
That's fabulous.
So we're sitting in 42 pharmacies at the moment. So we got retail outlets as well. I'm hoping that we're on one of the big fives next year. So we're banking on that as well. And also we're in Africa. We're in Tanzania, Botswana, Lesotho,
That's
Swaziland,
fabulous.
Ghana. We've gone into the Philippines. We're looking at the US and the UK next year as well.
Mm-hmm. And where are these designed?
Well, it was designed by me. Well, the menstrual cup has been around since the 1930s.
Okay.
So it's not new, a new concept. It's been around, but it went through all the conceptualization and transition phases. The Diva cup is the longest standing cup, and that's in America. So it's been around for a while. And, you know, with me working in CSI and working out, I worked out in CSI and communities for over a decade, and I found there was a need. And I researched the product. I'm busy doing my PhD on it now.
Wow.
So yes, I'm very passionate about it. So my design is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give out too much, but I'm actually launching a new design next year as well.
Okay.
That fits in really with the brand. And the silicone menstrual cup sterilization cap, that is mine, is the only one in Africa. So, you know, you can actually add boiling water and it can withhold the boiling water. It can also be microwavable. So, so that is it, yes.
Okay.
And we found that, you know, it's not just for girls in rural areas, it's girls and women everywhere because of the hygiene factors, the cost effectiveness. And so a lot of women actually, you know, putting the cup in, the sterilizer cup into the microwave for 3 minutes just to make sure to get that double protection, which is not necessary because if you add boiling water, it's sterilized.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just adding it into the microwave and it works wonders.
And with you being the designer, then so the process is you have come up with pretty much the prototype of what the Princess D menstrual cup is, and then you take it through production process, which is in South Africa.
Yes. Everything that you see on the Princess D is designed by me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working flat out this year with 15 hours per day to get the product out there. So the design, the box, it's very pretty. Actually, I must actually show you one just now. So it's actually very, very...
We'd love to.
It's amazing. I'll even show you how it works. How's that?
That's
Yay! I like that. I know, Bongani, you're not so thrilled, but I am very much so.
The topic of menstruation and pretty much periods, as they commonly refer to in South Africa, it's not something that's very widely spoken about. And what inspired you to take on such a subject and then go on to design something that will bring solutions to the problem as you put forth?
You know, if we look at it globally, there's a huge problem when it comes to menstruation and girls actually talking about it. You know, so we need to break that taboo about periods. It's Mother Nature. It's a natural thing. All girls and women will have that at some point in their lives. So we want to actually break that silence and say, you need to come out and be that powerful woman and talk about your life. And here we came, you know, I've come with a product where it actually makes women so comfortable with their bodies because now they know exactly what's coming out of their bodies. So you're basically being, you know, used to your body, how it works, how it functions. The third day is, you know, heavier than your first day or second day, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
So you're becoming more familiar with your body as well. So it's important, you know, and we found that girls need to speak up. I mean, if you go out into the rural area, some of the girls actually think it's a disease. Some think they got hurt. Mm. Some think that it's just a sickness. You know, we need to tell them that you need to be proud that you're a woman. You're a powerful woman. We're talking about the leaders of tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we need to, you know, empower them, uplift them, and give them the necessary. And here we actually, you know, we urge corporates and government, come on board, you know, help us to make a difference in these girls' lives.
Wow. You know, I'm very much moved by your passion to this particular subject. You know, with young women out there, do you think they are really that much educated about it, or they left pretty much to figure things out themselves?
I don't think they will actually figure it out themselves. So we are here, you know, we want to actually make a difference. I'm not the only person with the menstrual cup in South Africa. There are local brands. There's also the washable sanitary pads. There's Subs. There's Dignity Dreams. There's Girl Stuff. I've now partnered with Girl Stuff. So there's an option. We have a basket of offerings again. You know, I like doing that because it's one or the other, because a lot of people don't feel comfortable with the insertion. They're a bit apprehensive, you know, when you say a menstrual cup that's going to go up your vagina.
Yeah.
And then you get girls, you know, I've been at schools and you get girls, oh, I can't do that, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, we try to educate them around that. And then we have the washable menstrual pads as well. So there's an option, you know, and also various cultures. They're not very comfortable with that. But, you know, girls, we have two sizes with the menstrual cup, with the Princess D. There's a small and a large. So the small is it's for girls from 9 to woman 30.
Okay.
And the large, woman over 30.
Yeah.
And women that have had children. And I promise you, everybody that has used the cup has got no regrets. So if somebody has regrets, please phone us, tell us. We want to hear about it. We've had such amazing reviews on the product.
Okay.
You know, I've got actresses, I've got high-profile women, I've got celebrities, I've got a pilot that's now using the cup and flying into Africa. So it's making a huge impact.
So not only are you bringing a solution to the problem by designing the menstrual cup, but also you're providing education to the young women about menstruation and everything related to menstruation. So there's a solution to the problem and there's education at the same time.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so important when it comes to education and, you know, in line with your little show, you know, youth leadership and development. And I think it's so important. And we're actually growing our training and development segment next year as well, where we're going to actually do life skills and career guidance and bring in the health issues around it. And we want girls to come out and talk. And not just girls, we need to educate the boys around it as well, because it's a natural thing. At some point, you're going to be a dad, you're going to be a partner. So you need to know these things. And, you know, if you're in a new relationship, you shouldn't be afraid to tell your partner that, you know, I'm on my period.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be. It's a natural thing. Mm.
How do we get rid of some stereotypes that are there, you know, from men? Because women are very much afraid to talk about menstruation, and it's a very touchy subject. Once you get there, people get all emotional. And so men don't really get to understand, unless they've lived with somebody for the longest of time, then they begin to understand. So how do we break that stereotype that women can be able to educate men in a way that men can be able to, one, respect, and as well know how to handle themselves around women, around that time?
One, men must listen.
Absolutely. They must listen. They need to listen to us. And, you know, and that's where we start. We start by empowering women. If you can empower women, if a woman is comfortable with herself, her body, if she loves herself, you know, look into the mirror each day and say, you love yourself. You know, I have an amazing page on social media, Motivational Quotes by Shamila Ramjawan. I'm not going to let out too much again, but it's going to be published into a book, excluding my photographs, but for now there's photographs. So, you know, empower yourself and inspire other people as well, and give others the opportunity to listen to you, tell your story. And women should be comfortable. If you're in a relationship, tell your boyfriend, I'm on my period. I'm using a menstrual cup. Tell them I'm using the Princess D menstrual cup. You know? And just on that, I just want to touch a little bit on that. A lot of the universities are going green. I'm busy working with University of Pretoria.
Okay.
They're going green. I'm working with the 6 campuses. We're working with Tshwane University of Technology, and we've now started with Medunsa as well. So the universities are going green, and they're encouraging the students to use the cup. There's so many advantages. I mean, you have more study time. You don't have to worry about changing tampons and sanitary pads. It can last for up to 12 hours. And then you can sleep with it. You know, it's safe to sleep with your cup in. And then it's also the sport, you know. I hope Castor's listening, but you can run, you can swim, you can jump, yoga.
Oh.
And it's leak-free protection. That's basically what you're getting. And you're not going to get that with any other sanitary product.
So with any of our listeners that has maybe a question on safety, are there any safety concerns? Is everything, when you use the Princess D menstrual cup, will you not have any problems?
Yeah. Well, it's made from medical grade silicone. It's okay. FDA approved, meaning the Food and Drug Association approved.
Okay.
All certification in place. It's amazing product. There's huge benefits. I mean, I've got a woman that had heavy bleeding, and she started using the cap, and she thought that, you know, it's the end of the world, because she spends a lot of money, because she's got to change her tampons every 2 hours. And she started using the cap, and now she changes her, you know, washes it every 5 to 6 hours. And this is a woman that actually came on board now and said she wants to actually sell the product.
Hmm.
So she's my stockist.
Wow.
You know, so it's got amazing benefits. Like I said, sterilization is important, because if you don't sterilize your cup, you're going to get infections.
Mm.
So here we say, sterilize your cup, do the right thing, and it's going to actually help your body and help the environment and help you in the long term with your budgets.
Fabulous. With, you know, going forward, what I want to understand as well is with Usibongile, for instance, from Guguletu, who has no access to the big stores that we always go to, that women would go to and buy their sanitary pads. How will she be able to get access of the Princess D menstrual cup?
I have stockers throughout South Africa, and in Africa, like I mentioned, mm-hmm. I've created lots of jobs. So it's just not people that are selling it in stores. I have people selling it not on the street, but from their houses.
Okay.
So they're generating income from the product. And, you know, we get calls almost every day for people wanting to know, can I get the product in this area? And then we put them onto a stockist. Throughout Johannesburg, we try to deliver free of charge.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So if somebody calls us and say they're interested in the product, we say, yes, whereabouts are you? I either put a stockist onto them, or we deliver.
Oh, wow. Fabulous.
That is actually fabulous. So with in terms of some ladies in the rural areas who cannot even make their way to any shop for that matter, or even if they made their way to the shop, they couldn't be able to afford. What are some measures that you want to put in place that will be able to address that issue, so that they can be able to have the problem of menstruation solved on their parts as well?
That is actually an amazing question. And I think, you know, I'm going to try and answer that. It's very difficult to actually cater for everybody. Mm. Currently, we have between 7 and 9 million schoolgirls that don't have proper sanitary products. Mm. So we are trying to make a difference. So we're starting on a very small scale.
Mm-hmm.
I've started this initiative with Castor Semenya. And going forward, we have a lot of strategies in place, and I'm so looking forward to working with Castor, because I think we are going to make a real difference. So watch the space.
And Castor, I'm told she's on the line. So let's rope her into the conversation and talk to her as well. She's a national icon, and has gone to win a lot of gold medals for us, achieving greatly in the 800 meter dash and 400 meter dash. Castor, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How are you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm great. Fantastic. Cannot complain.
Great, great. Thank you for coming in to the show through Skype. We have Shamila in the studio, and she was pretty much educating us on the initiative that you and her and a couple of partners have gone on, which is Princess D Menstrual Cup. For yourself, what inspired you to be able to do this with Shamila?
For me, as we look down, you know, we're coming from rural areas. We don't really have, you know, lessons about health. You know, nobody educates the young ones about health.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, more for supporting the young ones, especially those who are coming from disadvantaged backgrounds, where we look in schools where when you get into a period, you know, sometimes you'll be shy, you don't want to go to school because you don't have a pad. Sometimes you use, you know, newspaper to pad, and also you use, you know, a newspaper, which is sometimes they can affect someone's health.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to alleviate that. We're trying by all means, so we can support them. Then we get them this, precious, product that also is not really that much expensive, because let's say you buy it now, then you can use it for 10 years. So that means it costs about 300 rand, then for 10 years, unlike you use sanitary towels, which you buy them almost each and every month, which is they've cost a lot. So
yes,
for us, yeah, we try to do that also to bring, smiles into them so that they can be confident when they go to school.
Wow. And what are some of the goals that you hope to achieve in the long run with Princess D Menstrual Cup going forward?
Obviously, the plan is more on getting into sports and also to get also Minister of Health.
Mm-hmm.
So we can also distribute whatever we have, throughout the entire country. Also, if we can be able to partner outside, because the main thing is to educate people about the product. The product is good. So then if our sports people can use it, it also helps them, so they cannot worry much about training. Let's say if you're using Lilet,
mm-hmm.
you still have to change it. This one, it's more of a product that you can sterilize it, you understand? It lasts up to, about 12 hours, obviously like 5 hours in the body. So it is great, man. If we can, grow big and then we go global, especially more in sports, I think for me, I'll be satisfied.
Wow. That's very great, and thank you for being part of this experience, and thanks to Shamila as well and the team, for doing such amazing things for the young women in South Africa. I think a lot of the young women listening can be able to take a lot from you, both from education in menstruation, but as well in engaging in initiatives that will be able to shape the future of the country in a positive way, in helping a lot of people combat social problems that we have.
Yeah, that's the main goal, to also, help each and every girl. This initiative is more of something that will run more in the long term, where we'll focus at least first in the rural areas, especially if you look at Limpopo. We have a lot of poor families that some they cannot even afford even a school shoe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the plans that we're going to put in, especially more when it comes to Castasmia Foundation. It's more of a development where it will be focused more in school sports, more in athletics, obviously, because I'm an athlete,
yes,
but also trying to help those who cannot afford. Maybe we will move into, bursaries, in the homes. That's why we partner with Shamila and the MEC of sports, in Limpopo. So we're trying to, make changes in other people's lives. We're trying to give back into communities.
Mm. Well, thank you very much,
yeah.
Kasta. We will direct our listeners pretty much to your social media platforms, and I guess the conversation can be able to continue there. Speaking of which, Shamila, how do people get involved? What's your... How do we get in touch with you on social media?
Okay, we're very active on social media. So we have a Facebook page, Princess D Menstrual Cup. I think we're currently sitting on just under 50,000 followers.
Okay.
Nice.
Thank you. We on Instagram, it's also Princess D Menstrual Cup. And then we have a website, www.princessdmenstrualcup.com. And people are free to actually email us as well. It's info@princessdmenstrualcup.com.
Awesome. To our listeners, you... got the information. We'll put it up on our social media at YLP Cliff Central on Twitter and Instagram Youth Leadership Platform on Facebook. Thank you for tuning in. Join us same time, same place next week on the Youth Leadership Platform.
Yes, but hold on, because we have a second part of the show. It's our Young Talent section, and I'm very excited about that today.
Awesome. CliffCentral.com.